You're listening to New Age Hipster Radio, home of spiritual rambles and high-vibe convos. Always dogma-free and a totally cool place to be. You can head to newagehipster.co for more spiritual awesome sauce, but for now, here's your host, Bix.
Hey, gorgeous soul, and welcome to another episode of the New Age Hipster Radio podcast. Today's episode is just a solo ramble, and I'm here to ramble about my brand new book, Manifest Your Dreams. And what I thought might be fun is, instead of just completely rambling, I'm going to read you some of the book. So if you already have the book, you might be like, Vix, I've already got it. I don't need to listen to you read it. However, if you have already read it, sometimes it's good to go over things and think about things. I just really want to share some of the book with you today and just kind of do this little story time hour, although I don't think this one's going to be too long. So for those of you who haven't heard about this book yet, it's called Manifest Your Dreams, Rituals and Practices for Living Your Best Life, written by me, Victoria Maxwell, and published by HarperCollins in the UK. It is out now as I'm recording this. It's out now, I believe, worldwide via Kindle and Audible. But the hardback is only available in the UK at the moment, but it is coming later this year. I'm recording this in 2023, to the rest of the world. So I live in Australia. The hardback's not even out here yet. So for all of those of you in the UK and you see the book out and about, please take photos for me because it's not out here yet. So I'm going to start by just reading you the blurb on the back. I have actually made a video on my YouTube channel, which is an unboxing video, where I was very, very excited and I unboxed the decks that HarperCollins sent, my author copies. And in that video, I talk a lot about why I wrote the book, what's in the book. So for more information about the book, you can watch that. Otherwise, I'm kind of just going to read you a few little bits of what's in here. And hopefully this will inspire you on your manifesting journey. Maybe it will inspire you to get a copy of the book. Maybe it will just be useful for you on your manifesting journey, and that's all good. One thing I do need to tell you though, before I continue, is that I'm running a manifesting masterclass. It is absolutely free and I would love for you to join me. It's just going to be a live on Zoom for an hour. I'm going to share some practices that have worked for me, that have helped me manifest some of the things I've manifested in my life. And I'm also going to open that up to a Q&A. So you have an opportunity to send in questions beforehand, even if you can't make it live. If you can make it live, you can ask questions on the call. So the link will be in the show notes for how to get yourself into that if you are interested. Okay, so back to the book, Manifest Your Dreams. This is the blurb. Take destiny into your own hands and transform your life through positive change and thought. Manifest Your Dreams is a modern mystic's take on how you can use manifestation to attract what you want and live a more purposeful life. Full of spiritual practices and down-to-earth guidance, this book will show you how to meet the universe halfway through real-world action, connect to your heart's true desires, and manifest love, money, purpose, healing, and growth. So if you know me, if you've been around the New Age hipster world for a little while, you'll know that I'm a really big fan of meeting the universe halfway and really kind of remembering and activating the energy of being a bridge between source and the earth. So I have always struggled, I'm going to read you a little bit about this in the introduction to the book, but I've always struggled with manifestation as just being, think positive and you'll manifest whatever you want. That's not how I've done it. Maybe that works for some people. That's all good. And I would like to kind of preface this as well, just by saying that there are many ways to manifest, and everything that's in this book really is essentially just my journey with manifestation. It's the things that have worked for me, the things that I've seen work for other people, my clients, my students, my friends. So hopefully there's something in this that can get you on your path to help you manifest your dreams. Okay. So welcome to story time. I'm going to read you the introduction to the book. Introduction. I've manifested some pretty amazing things over time. Large amounts of cash, trips abroad, tickets to sold-out concerts, incredible charity shop finds and expensive jewelry. I've won amazing prizes in Instagram competitions that had thousands of entries, eaten enough free lunches to feed me for a year, and I've manifested more books, tarot and oracle decks than I could poke a wand at. But there's so much more to manifesting than just finding the perfect pair of shoes on sale and in your size, something else I've manifested successfully quite a few times. When you really start to awaken your manifesting powers, you find that not only can you manifest all the material stuff you want and need, but you can use the same practices to create a life you absolutely love and that is filled with purpose and joy, incredible moments with the people you love, and a deeper connection with the truth of who you are and why you're here. And that's better than a free lunch any day. When you live the life of your dreams, you can still manifest all those material goodies if you want them, but they just become the cherry on top of what's already a magical, meaningful, and beautiful life. My journey with manifestation started when I was a child with letters to Santa, the first manifestation practice for many of us in the Western world, and a bit of prayer. I didn't come from a religious family, but I picked up the prayer basics from somewhere and I went with it. What I asked for, or if I even got it, I can't remember now, but it always felt natural and comforting for me to have a chat with some higher power and put my desires out there. As a teen, I discovered Wicca and witchcraft and worked with spells and magic to manifest my desires. That worked incredibly well for me at the time. I was suddenly getting everything I wanted, but not always in the way I wanted, and I didn't feel like I could really trust my own magic yet. So I took a short break from witchcraft, joined the church, and went back to manifesting through prayer for a little while. In my early 20s, after I left the church, I got my hands on a copy of The Secret by Rhonda Byrne and began to delve into the teachings of the Law of Attraction. Since then, I've explored and studied various spiritual teachings and paths, including New Age spirituality, various magical paths, the Ascension teachings, ancient Egyptian magic, and Reiki and Sekhem energy healing. I have also become both a student and teacher of Kundalini yoga, through which I've learned how to manifest using physical movement, meditation, breath, sound vibration, and working with energy bodies. While I made many wonderful things happen in my life through various forms of manifesting over the years, I also had a lot of questions and concerns about some of the teachings and methods I was coming across. I struggled to get behind the idea that all you had to do was think happy thoughts and a million quid would fall out of the sky, and no one seemed to be talking about the role that privilege, trauma, or mental health plays in manifestation. As someone with anxiety who often struggles to keep my thoughts high vibe 100% of the time, but still successfully manifests amazing things in my life, I knew there had to be more to it. Over the years, I've come up with my own set of ideas about all this and found ways to navigate it, all of which I'm going to share with you in this book. But what I do know for sure is that no one has all the answers. The best way to work with manifestation is however works for you. It's my intention that this book will help you find your own magical way to manifest your dreams. As well as all the stuff, I've also manifested some of my biggest dreams. I created a successful spiritual business, which meant I could quit my day job and do what I love for a living. I manifested a book deal and seeing my first book, Witch Please, Empowerment and Enlightenment for the Modern Mystic, on the bookshelf was something I had visualized for many years before it happened. Since then, I've manifested another 5 publishing deals, which still just blows me away. I've also manifested so many wonderful people into my life, and I can still remember the exact practice I used to manifest my husband, crying on the floor after a bad date and writing down all the traits I wanted in a partner. Try it for yourself. I even got my dream Las Vegas wedding. I currently live in a beautiful home with a big office. This is my office. Filled with books and space to do yoga. My fridge and my heart are both full, and I feel abundant and prosperous and hold so much gratitude for everything I have. But it wasn't always like this. There was a time when I had so little money in my bank account that the cashier tore up my withdrawal slip right in front of me, back in the days when those were a thing. I've been on benefits, slept on friends' floors, and I even lived in a tent for a little while. I had jobs that felt like they were sucking the life out of me, and romantic relationships that were absolutely disastrous. I struggled to pay rent, got into debt, and at times felt deeply miserable, lost, and alone. And while I know that even then I still had a lot of privilege and much to be grateful for, a roof or tarp over my head, friends who let me crash at theirs, and I never went hungry, things certainly feel a lot better and easier now. I've never felt more at peace with who I am and where I am in life. I feel so incredibly blessed for the life I'm living, the life I have manifested. And while I still have bad days, hard days, and the occasional visit from my old pal anxiety, I really do feel like I'm living the life that I used to dream of. Wherever you are in life right now, I want you to know that things can get better. You really can manifest your dreams, and this book can be your guide on the journey. Your manifesting journey is yours to walk in the way that is right for you. You can use this book as an inspirational life coach or a magical companion by your side. Each section will look at different aspects of the manifesting process, including working out what you really want, clearing blocks to manifestation, and activating your manifesting power, as well as plenty of my favorite manifesting practices and rituals. I invite you to read the sections in this book in order so you're in the best place possible for your manifestation work. However, only take what resonates for you. Part of living the life of your dreams means using your intuition and going where you're guided. If a certain section, practice, or ritual doesn't interest or apply to you, skip to the next one. You can always come back to it later if you feel called. As you read through this book, you'll notice lots of opportunities to grab your journal. When you reach these sections, take out your journal and answer the questions. You can write as much or as little as you like, and even pull an oracle or tarot card on each question if you have a deck on hand. Journaling can help you uncover so much more about your own thoughts and feelings, and it can shine light on aspects of your inner world that you may not even be aware of. Journaling is a valuable part of the process and really recommended. However, if you find it doesn't work for you, instead take some time to think about or meditate on the questions. You could even find a friend who wants to go on this journey with you, and then you can chat about your answers together. It's time to shine. It's time to live your most magical life. It's time to manifest your dreams. I wish you so much love, luck, and success on this journey. May all your dreams come true, and may everything you manifest light up your heart, your life, and the world around you with so much love. Vix. So that's the intro. And from there, it just gets even better. So this book has kind of these three main sections. We have a section on what is manifestation. Then we have a section on preparing for manifestation, and then I take you through some rituals where I've kind of created like these rituals within rituals. So there's like this big ritual for love and relationships, for example, and within that ritual we go through a cleansing process, we go through some mindset work, we work with a magical practice as well. So I kind of like set you up at the beginning for clearing the path ahead, figuring out what it is that you really want to manifest, and then we kind of go from there into the magical ritual, which I think is a really, really important way to do magical work and a really, really important way to manifest. Because I've tried many, many times in the past to manifest from a place of, oh, this is what I want, I'm going to sit down and do the ritual for it, without kind of checking in with myself. Is this actually what I want? Figuring out what my blocks might be. Am I even really open to receiving this? And all of these things really, really help support you on your manifesting journey. So I wanted to share a couple of other things in this episode with you. And they are some of the manifestation myths. And I actually have quite a big section in the book. We have, I think there's 9 different myths that I kind of go into in this book, because it felt really important to me to kind of call BS on some of the manifesting teachings that are out there. There's a lot of amazing manifestation teachings out there. Many of them are things you'll find in this book, because there are things that I picked up and I worked with and I made it my own. I figured out how to use it and work with it, and I share it with you in the book. But there's a lot of stuff out there that's not very empowering, let's just say. Like a lot of manifestation teachings that kind of make you feel like you're not going to be able to do it. And I want to call BS on that, because I think that if you're here, if you're someone that's here, you're listening to this, you're thinking about manifestation, you're open to the idea that you can make things happen in your life, that you can co-create with the universe, that you can, you know, that you're here to do something and you know you can, then you're going to be able to. You know, it might take time, there might be different steps that you need to work through, different things that you need to do on the journey, but if you're here, you're going to be able to manifest. And I think that's really, you know, one of the things that held me back for a long time too, was like, oh, but my thoughts aren't positive enough. I'm not a positive enough person. I'm not going to be able to manifest anything. But there's so many different elements to manifestation, all of which are in this book. Okay, so some of the myths I wanted to share with you, there's a few in here, but there's a couple that I really wanted to touch on in this episode. So myth number 3 in the book: there is one specific method of manifestation that works for everyone. Have you heard this? Have you seen this around the place, where people are like, you might have seen like ads on Instagram or wherever, where people are kind of saying, I've got this success blueprint for manifestation, and if you just do these 5 things, you will manifest anything that you want. With just anything that you want. You want $1 million, if you do these 5 things, you'll get it. You know, anything at all. And I myself have bought into some of those at different times in my life. Some of them are useful to a point. Like, there is definitely some things in these blueprints. I don't know, that's just one of the phrases that people like to use a lot. I see that a lot, manifesting blueprint. And there can be something useful in that. You know, you can try those 5 steps and you can notice like, well, what feels like it's working, what feels like it's not working for you. You might want to kind of give it a go. Who knows? Maybe it will work for you. Maybe you'll be one of the people that's like, okay, that did actually help me manifest $1 million. And if so, power to you. That's awesome. But ultimately, if there was one specific method that worked for everyone and it was just completely fail-safe, everyone would be using it and everybody would be getting what they wanted. But that's not happening, which suggests maybe there's not just one way that works for people. And what I found too on my manifestation journey is that even when I kind of work with a specific ritual or a specific process, that process may be completely different when I'm manifesting different things. There's not just one process that I use every single time I manifest. It's kind of a combination of lots of different things that I might, you know, I might be like, okay, well, actually I really need to do some mindset work around this. And then the mindset work alone is kind of the thing that pushes me through to the next place. But having said that, you know, maybe it's because I've already kind of aligned some of the other stuff, so the mindset work was like the missing piece. So you may find that happens in your manifestation journey, that actually you don't need to do the 5 steps because you've already done, you know, 1, 2, 3, and 6 is like, that's all done. You're already doing that. Maybe there's just one of those steps that you kind of have to work on or go back to. And then there's other things that I've manifested where I didn't have to do the mindset work and I didn't have to kind of go through the whole cleansing and clearing and preparation aspect of it, because I'd already done that work. So then I could just sit down and do a spell and suddenly, you know, oh, okay, this is great. This has worked for me. So that's something that I just really, you know, really, really struggle with when I see these teachings that's like, if you do this, this will definitely work. And there's a section in the book about this too, but there's a million different reasons that your manifesting doesn't work. There's so many reasons why right now you're sitting here thinking, oh, I really want to manifest this thing, but it hasn't happened yet. It could be because it's not the right time. And that's happened to me plenty of times. I have this story where I met with a publisher about writing a spiritual book about a year before I spoke with HarperCollins, and I sat with that publisher and they were really interested and they really wanted to work with me, and I was super excited. I sent them a proposal. We went through this whole process. They accepted the proposal. They said they were preparing a contract for me, and it was all kind of moving forward. It was very, very exciting. I was like, it's finally happening. I manifested this. This is incredible. And then I didn't hear from them for a good few weeks. So I reached out and I just kind of said, hey, are we still going to do the book? What's happening with the contract? And then they said to me that they had decided not to do it. So I was kind of like, really? Like, even at that very last moment, you know, I have the email. So I think I still have it somewhere in my emails that says, you know, we're putting the contract together for you and we're going to send it out. You know, I got to that point in the process and then it just disappeared, which was really interesting. You know, it was obviously very, there was a part of it that was interesting from a kind of higher self looking down. Oh, that's interesting that that's happened, Vix. But there was also this part that was kind of like, something wasn't aligned. Something wasn't right. Maybe it wasn't the right time. Maybe it wasn't the right publisher. Maybe it wasn't the right book. Maybe it was just the universe kind of giving me a little glimpse of what could happen. Could have been a million reasons. I haven't really received like a really clear guidance on that, except just that it wasn't the right way to do it. And then, you know, I kind of went through my whole process with that of like, oh, this is never going to happen for me. Like, you can't believe, like, you know, all the feelings. And I'm a big fan of feeling the feelings, right? Like that is, and I talk about that in the book too. I don't believe that you have to just keep your vibration so, so high that you're never allowed to just feel those hard, heavy emotions that come up for all of us. In fact, I think the most high vibrational thing that we can do is to feel our feelings when things like that happen. So I went through the whole process of feeling my feelings, kind of deciding that maybe I wasn't supposed to write a spiritual book at all. Maybe it was a sign. And then I just kind of kept going with my spiritual business with New Age Hipster, just kept doing what I was doing, my teaching, my readings and all that stuff. And then about a year later, I got an email from HarperCollins and they said, hi, we like your stuff. We're wondering if you'd be interested in writing a book with us. And that was the email that led to me writing my first book with HarperCollins, and now I have my second book with HarperCollins. So I just wanted to share that story because I think sometimes we kind of have this idea that if it's not happened yet, or it's not happening now, or it sort of seemed like it was going to happen but it didn't, doesn't mean it's not going to happen when the time is right, or when your energy is more aligned, or the stars are aligned, or, you know, all of these things that kind of need to happen in order for us to manifest what we really want. So yeah, I just feel like that's really important. And there's someone out there who needs to hear that. Basically don't give up, because you never know. And one of the things that I think, one of the tips that I can share with you here is that part of, I think, how I managed to manifest that, the second book deal, or the first book deal that actually kind of went through, is that I released my attachment to it, and I stopped being so obsessive about, you know, I got to do this book and I got to publish a book and I really want to write a book. I just kind of let it be. And that doesn't mean that I stopped wanting to do it. It just means that I was kind of like thinking about it rather than obsessing about it, I guess, which is something we talk about more in the book. And I give you some tips on how you can do that because it's not always that easy. Okay, so another myth I want to share with you. And I feel like this is a really, really important one. They're all kind of important, but myth number eight in the book is if you think a negative thought, it will manifest. And I know a lot of people have been told these teachings that tell us whatever you think, you become, whatever you think, you create, whatever you think, you manifest. And I have a lot of thoughts about that, which I share in the book. But I'm going to read you what I've written here. The reason why working on your own thoughts is important is because it sets off a chain reaction. If you don't check yourself, your thoughts become your words become your actions, and your actions create your life experience. But most of us would never take action on our intrusive, anxious, dark, or bizarre random thoughts. Your thoughts are powerful, but so is what's in your heart. The universe knows your heart, and no negative thought can override the truth of your heart. Try to work with your thoughts as much as you can. Get professional help if your thoughts are becoming a problem for you. But remember, manifesting is about intention. If your true intentions are aligned with love, don't worry so much about every negative thought you have. Manifesting with assistance from your divine helpers can also keep you safe from manifesting anything through your thoughts that you don't really want on a soul and heart level. So that's something that's in this book too, is how to manifest with your spiritual team, how to manifest with your guides, your angels, with divine assistance of any kind, gods, goddesses, whoever, whatever you want to work with, your ancestors as well. But I really feel like that's so important because I think sometimes we get into this space of, you know what, I'm having a bad time, I'm having a hard time, I'm struggling with my anxiety, I've got a lot of anxious thoughts, I'm quite fearful at the moment. And I don't think that it's useful to just be like, oh, that's okay. I think if your thoughts are causing you issues and your thoughts are impacting your life, which can happen with anxiety, I know, then it's really important to try to do something to work with that and to shift and change that. Apologies for that interruption. Someone just came to the door with a bunch of flowers for me. That's like manifestation in action, right? Something's going well in my energy field to be able to receive that while I'm making this video. How absolutely beautiful and how interesting. So yeah, look, thinking every negative thought that you think is not going to manifest. And I just want to put your mind at ease a little bit there because we all have negative thoughts. We all think things that we would never want to move into our auric field, that we would never want to move into our material world. And that's okay. That's absolutely okay. You're not going to manifest every negative thought that you have. That's just not how it works. And people who are telling you that are just kind of putting you into fear. And when you're in an energy of fear, you really can't manifest what you want. That's a really difficult place to manifest from. So if you're having fearful thoughts that are really kind of preventing you from being able to manifest, then that's where you start. You look at your fearful thoughts and you start to look at where did this come from? Why did I pick this up? Who put this there? Why did I accept this? And then you start to kind of clear that stuff and you make way for new thoughts, new ideas to kind of come in. There's so much to say about manifesting. It is such a huge topic, and even though we have put so much into the book, there's so much more. There's so much more. There's so much more to say. There's so many more conversations to have. But what I would just invite you to do, if you do one thing from this place, if you do two things from this place, from listening to this and watching this video today, or watching this video, is grab a copy of the book if you're interested. It's not just for total newbies to manifesting, although it is if you haven't really felt like you've been manifesting much in your life, first of all, you have. Second of all, grab the books. There might be something useful in here for you. But also, one of my really good friends who I know is amazing at manifesting, she's manifested incredible things in her life. She actually said that there was some really good stuff in here that's helped her to think about things differently. So, you know, wherever you're at on the journey, hopefully it serves and supports you. But the second thing I would love for you to take away is just that, you know, you have the power. You have the power to create a life that you love. And I am I'm living proof of that, because my life wasn't always easy and it didn't always feel very aligned, and it felt like I had a lot of big dreams and a lot of things that I wanted to achieve and do and create in the world. And now I'm doing it. Now I'm doing it. And there are still more things that I want, things that haven't happened for me yet that I'm working on manifesting. But you know, I know, and I know the process, I trust the process. So that's it. That's it from me today. I just wanted to share a little bit about the book with you. And if you have questions about the book, please just ask me. Please come and check out the totally free manifesting masterclass that I'm hosting. This is actually free, right? Like, this isn't, come to my webinar and I will then spend 45 minutes telling you about a course that I'm selling for thousands of dollars. That's not what this is about. This is about me sharing some of my practices with you, connecting with you, supporting you on your journey. And yeah, hopefully the book will serve you, the workshop will serve you, and I just send you so, so, so much love, and I will see you next time. Lots of love.
You've been listening to New Age Hipster Radio. For more good vibes and spiritual goodness, head to newagehipster.co. Thanks for listening, and peace out.